Estevan. Two local youths with a keen interest in military history served as the guest speakers during the Remembrance Day service at the Estevan Comprehensive School on Friday. William and Rachel Duncan, who are members of the No. 2901 Estevan Army Cadet Corps, reflected on the Dieppe Raid, which occurred in France in 1942. The 80th anniversary of the battle was observed earlier this year. As part of their presentation for hundreds of people, Rachel asked a question and William answered it. For example, when Rachel asked why Dieppe was attacked, William was ready with an answer. This mission was simple. Gather intelligence, seize a fort, destroy defenses and get out, said William. He noted the Soviet Union was also pressuring the Allied forces to open a second front in Western Europe. 5,000 Canadian troops were among those who participated. But the Germans were prepared for the attack and sounded the alarm. It proved to be Canada's darkest hour of the war. A total 3,167 troops were killed or wounded. Many of the casualties became prisoners of war. A naval attack was unsuccessful. The raid was described as a victory in Canada at the time, but as reports further came in and names of the deceased were released, the true results became known. Rachel asked if anything was gained from the attack. William replied that some maintain the lessons learned contributed to the Allies' success during the D-Day invasion 22 months later in June 1944. Two Canadians did receive the Victorian Cross for their actions during the battle, and William noted the Canadian forces were very brave. William said it was an honor to tell the story of the Canadians who fought in the battle, and the Duncans vowed to remember those who have served. The service was organized by the Royal Canadian Legion's Estevan branch. Next week's edition of the Mercury will have more on the service.